The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Now your day, the Torah way, London, Golden Screen, Parsha Tzitzava Yud, Elo, 30th of August, Rabbi Moshe B'Tzalel Grosner, a new beginning. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by family Max Grosner from the altar of his late father-in-law, El Nishmas of Aryeh, Rabbi Moshe B'Tzalel Reis.
Good morning all, and welcome back. The title is A New Beginning. I can start with that. The New Beginning, we're back in Shul Baruch Hashem, give the shiur. I'll remind you, a few months ago, the last shiur given in the Torah way here in Shul was actually by me. So it's quite interesting to get up again and open the proceedings. Baruch Hashem, a bigger schus to open than to close. So, Baruch Hashem. Now, if already we're talking about opening the shul for at least the shiurim, the davening, I think some are already here. So, we have a pasuk in this week's Sedra. It says, in Perek Chavov, pasuk Tezayin, Hayoyim Azeh, Hashem Rekecho, Mitzavcho, La'aso Yisachukim O'ele. This day, he's telling us through the mitzvahs, the chukim, etc. Says Rashi, Hayoyim Hazeh. What's Hayoyim Hazeh? This day. So the Heliger Rashi, Bechor Yoyim. Yiyu Be'inecho Kechadoshim. Kiyidu Bo'i Be'yoyim Mitztaviz. Hayoyim Hazeh. Every day has to be the day. So when we came into shul, those that did, I'm sure it felt the day. The question has to keep that going. I was stating Torah with all these things, there has to be every day the day. And we learn to appreciate it from it being away from us, and we get it back, we realize suddenly how excited we are, and we have to work to keep the Hayoyim Hazeh. And so, is what we say every day in davening. We say, Ma Toivo Elecha Yaakov, how good are our tents. So, if it was at the beginning a gazebo, then it was Taka tent. But now, Baruch Hashem, you can say, Vani Buroim Chazacha Ovi Veisecha, can come in properly, and we have to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, Taka, for such a thing. The Yavet in Siddur says, as one's going to shul, one should say, "Tomachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilech," and you should run. Lekayim v'neido v'nirdefal adas Hashem. I don't know if it means you have to press the pedal harder if you're driving, but it means as Jesus to the beis haknesses. And before you come in, then you wait and you say the beis to the kim nahalach beregesh. So these sorts of things, they wear off. But if we do what the Yavet says every day, it's more than halacha. Then it could be that it allows this to happen every single day. Every day is a schus, every day is a chesed. Now, there are those that aren't yet davening in shul. Not everyone's davening in shul. And there's two reasons. One reason is because I guess their doctor or their rov told them it's not healthy. And other rabbi could be they're doing a mitzvah, shmat, moed, laf, shesechem. I don't think anyone has clarity exactly what one's meant to do at this time. But either way, stay talking Torah, Shmas, Boyd, and Nafshe Seichem. And it's not a chisorin if you want to go that way. It's a maila, in a way, stay talking Torah. Oh, but there's others that have gotten used to the garden minion and the kiddush afterwards, and they find it quite geschmack, and they'll find it hard to return. So on those, I'd like to address and share with you what Chazal says. I would suggest as soon as al kaponim halachically and al pi medical advice you can go back, then run back. What's geschmack about a garden minion? The Reb David Tavil, the Rav of Minsk, I said this over here before, but we'll bring back the memory. Reb David Tavil, the Rav of Minsk said, you know, the Gemara says, minyon lemute mai. Like, there's a number, what's it to knock away? He used to use this for the following message. He says, the minyonim in the houses, or let's put in brackets, in the garden, miss three things. They're lacking three things. The first thing they're lacking is the yishuv adas and the achonos alev that there is in the Beit HaKnesses. The Beit HaKnesses, the bima, the narakoide, the stalif, nemiach, oimed. A certain feeling of this is a place for tefillah. Ein zeh ki in beis elokim. Memela, that's lacking, obviously, in a minion that's not set up in that way. Secondly, in spare time, in a shul, one learns Torah, or says Tehillim, etc. But in such a type of minyan, obviously again, as I said, while it's needed, it's needed. But in such a place, one is lacking, but doesn't have Torah in spare time, or schmoozes in the spare time. So it's not an environment that leads to opening the Gemara. And thirdly, in the shul, is a chizuk hakehillah. It's a place where people get together and they make a magbis for stokka. Okay, today, nowadays, there's other ways of arranging stokka. So, but al-kaponim, it's a place where they get up and discuss communal affairs and make sure things are done. So you used to say, minyona lemyute mai, stam a minyan without a shul, what is it lacking? Lemyute tefillah, not the same davening. Lemyute Torah, it doesn't learn in the spare time. Or lemyute stokka, it doesn't bring to any of these things. Again, while it's needed, it's needed. But as soon as it's gone, it's a chesed Hashem, ani broil chazcha, of a beisecha, to leave these sorts of things and not get too used to them. The Yisoid B'Shoresh HaAvoida, when he got old, he didn't have kochus, and his wife told him, why go to shul? You anyway daven b'kavona g'doyla v'asuma, open up the Yisoid B'Shoresh HaAvoida, you see how he davened. Just open a minyan in your house. Now, ever since many Gedolei Yisrael did that, but they made the proper Beis HaKnesset in the house. That's what she said he should do. So he said to her, tell me the pashtida that you make on Shabbos, the kegel that you make on Shabbos, what's better to use, an old pot, an old greasy pot, or a new pot? Avada, an old greasy schmaltzy pot. And then even if you put only a little bit of oil into the kegel, it'd still be very oily because the defonois of the walls of this keli is full with oil, and it'll schmaltz up the kegel and the geshmaka kegel. Mashen kein faket. If you take a new pot and you make an even oily kegel, it won't be oily because the pot's walls will swallow up the oil. It won't be that oily, greasy kegel that you want. It's the same thing. Beis HaKnesses, the walls are full with Torah, with tefillah for years and years and years. It's mamash eingesapt with the schmaltz of tefillah and limud Torah of Klal Yisrael. And memela, a tefillah there, even if it's not in the best oifen, it goes up because it's that geshmalt. It becomes oiled and peppered with all the tefillahs and things of Klal Yisrael. Mashing in our home is mainly for schmoozing. Who knows if there's lashon hara there and mundane activities. And maybe the walls will swallow up the tefillahs, you know, the little bit that it can, and it won't let it go up. It won't be the same tefillah as in shul. And therefore he said, That's what the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chesam Aveis. Whoever has a shul in their town and doesn't go, he's Nikra Shochin Ra. Again, when one's not meant to go, one's not meant to go. But when one's meant to go, the Gemara says, Nikra Shochin Ra, you don't come into my Beis HaKnesset, he learns it all night, even if he doesn't with a minyan, but a shul. Now, sometimes, as we said, one's not meant to go to shul. There's definitely a tkufa that one wasn't meant to go to shul, and maybe for some, they still shouldn't go to shul. Again, as we said, doctors, they have to pass him. The Yaivet in his town had his own little shul in his house, but he didn't make it as like a minion in my house. He made a proper shul in his house. There was a room that was designated properly as a shul. And as opposed to going to the main shul, he went to this shul. And the idea was, in the main shul, back in the day, he had thousands of people in shul, right? There was a whole keli in one shul. Thousands of people. And it could be very disturbing. So he held that best if he has his little minion, and then all will be good. At one time, the Kehillah stopped him from having this minion, and he says because of that, the stumbling block came. What happened? There was someone in his minion that loved davening in his minion, didn't like davening in the big shul, and he was forced to daven in the big shul. He was very erlicha, and he couldn't stand any zilzul for his Beis HaKnesses. And one day, he sees someone coming into the door while everyone's in the middle of Kedusha and Tefillah, and he's smoking, and, you know, smoking tabak, as though in the face of everyone doing the davening, he's ignoring his smoke. He was very upset. He held the zulzul of Toy Beis HaKnesses. He told the man to go out. He didn't listen. See, he banged. He gave a flick to the cigarette, and the cigarette went flying. So the man got very angry. He took out a knife, and he stabbed him. It took him 7 days, but he died. So the Yaivet says, because you closed my shul. You closed my shul, that's what happens. But upon him, this person was then brought to court, and the court wanted to put him to death for killing this other Yid. Lemaisa, no witnesses came forward. No one saw it. And they couldn't put him to death, but they would only let him go if he swears it wasn't him. So Someone told him that he can swear that it wasn't him. And the Eivet says, you're wrong. Even though it happens to be the Nifter, it took 7 days for him to die, and he was Moichel, the person for killing him, during those 7 days. But he still, the Etzem Chayev Misa, there were Eidim, in Bezdin Di Chayev Misa. Know what? There's no Bezdin today. To say that, Hashem sends Oin Shishamayim, the Gemara says, it's still Dalad Misas. And if the Goyim are doing the Dalad Misas, you're not allowed to save him. This is Hashem's din on him. Not only that, to make him make a Shua, Sheker, is Avera Agav Avera, and you should let him die. That's what the Yavet said. Now, in truth, one has to declare, today that there's no Bezdin, the Gemara Makkos Yudalev says that when there's a Bezdin, there's no tshuva. Right? No, the Gemara says that if you have someone that does a certain Avera, and then there were no Eidim came forward to Bezdin, great, he does a good Avera. 40 years later, he does tshuva, his mamash Elchid, you know him all. 40 years later, Eidim comes to Bezdin. You know what he did to him? Hila. For what? For what he did 40 years ago. Because Oin Shishamayim is tshuva on. Oin Shei Bezdin is something that has to be. And Mamela, you'll kill him even 40 years later, even though he's a changed person. Avadin Shemayim, he'll be an Olam Habo Dekiyid. But Tachlis Garet, Oin Shei Bezdin doesn't go away. Sorry? It's interesting. Okay, fair enough. Even though it changed, yeah. Now, the Shaila is why? Why is it so? Why isn't his tshuva accepted like in Din Shomayim? So the Gilyoyne HaShat from Rabbi Yosef Engel declares two tzadim. He says, one tzad is, it could be, that we don't know if he's really done tshuva. He might look like he's done tshuva, but you never know what's going on in his heart. And maybe he never did tshuva, and therefore, klape Bezdin Shomato, ha'odim yirelei naim. Vashem Yerla Levov, we can't know the Levov, we have to kill him. Or no, maybe his tshuva is 100%. You want to be mechuyev in the oynash of Bezdin. Where's the nafkamin alai? Says the Noiz Yehuda and Tshuva Chof Ches, the Noir Chaim says that is. A clear in what's tshuva? Is tshuva returning to Hashem? Or is tshuva cancelling out the hanor, or what you did by having Yisurim? The marshal, you sit in front of a nest of bees, put honey all over yourself, and get yourself stung 1,000 times. Is that tshuva? You're pained, you've taken away, you sort of eradicated what you gained by what you've done to yourself. Rolling in the snow. Yeah, Gilgul Sheleg. Is that tshuva? Or is tshuva returning to Hashem, Aziva Tachetin returning to Hashem? He says, tshuva is returning to Hashem. And the proof is, he says, why is it that when someone's let Techayev Misa, and he does tshuva 40 years later, we'll still kill him. Why? He's done tshuva. Tshuva's accepted. Why do we kill him? He says, we kill him because we need to make a gezer. We need to make people scared to do these averus. Right? Now, if we're going to say we let off anyone that's done tshuva, then everyone will say they did tshuva. We can't see through their heart. Therefore, we can't make a chiluk, and everyone has to die if they're mechuyev. However, if tshuva would be sigufim, then you can measure it. You can say, look, this person had 1,000 stings. This other person didn't. So this person has 1,000 stings. He's eradicated his hate. You don't need to kill him anymore. But the other person, we do need to. Elamai, so nothing to do with Yisurim. It's got to do with returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, says the Ivet. In which case, the murder case. One second. This is all when there was a Bezdin, though. Oh, so one second. When there's no Bezdin, then Lechorah could be Tshuva does help. Because it's a bit like Tolu B'Shamayim. And once it's Tolu B'Shamayim, Hashem Yireh L'Levov. And maybe we should intervene in the case of the Ivet and stop.
Call Halashon.
Stop him dying. The emissary is the Mabit in Beis Elikim. Itaka says that nowadays, one can do tshuva on sins that even have chiyuv meisa bezdin, etc. Things that wouldn't be atoned. Bizman HaMikdash, today you can do tshuva on. And the reason is, because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the hakorah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was greater, and therefore you expected not to sin. And the rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater, because the Gilu Shchina is there. And therefore it's a much greater sin, and the oynish is needed. However, today, we lack in Akorah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it lacks in the rebellion because there's a lack of Akorah. And therefore it's not as chomor and one can do tshuva. However, says the Yavetz regarding murder, even if one does tshuva, he's still the only kapara, the right kapara is for him to die. Because the prophet says, I don't have the prophet in front of me. I do actually, 1 second. I don't. Kim b'dam shofchoi, something like that. It says that the only way to eradicate a murderer is by murdering him, is by killing him. So therefore he says this person, even if it's true but nowadays because there's no behemoth salad mises, but this person, the murderer, needs to be killed. There is an interesting Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel was reading La'or HaNer, is reading by the light, and it was Shabbos, and the Chachom say you shouldn't read by the light because it comes to touch the fire and move the oil and you come to be over Mechaba. But Rabbi Shmuel was Mates on there. Rabbi Shmuel said, I'll read and nothing will happen. I'm a great man, I'll read, nothing will happen. And I see, he read and he was Mates on there. So he wrote in his Pinkus, I'll bring a Chasa Shmeino. When Mashiach comes, I'll bring a Chasa. So you see that even though the Merida is less, because there's no Beis HaMikdash nowadays, right? There wasn't a Beis HaMikdash in his time. The Nissim weren't there. The Akor and HaKadosh Baruch wasn't the same. Afil Ochi, he held his Mechuyah in the Dinim, and his Mechuyah B'Chatos, unlike what we said, that nowadays it's not the same level of Chiyuv, and he wouldn't be Chayav B'Chatos, he's just do Tshuva. He wrote, I have to bring a Chasa Shemena. And he said, Kamo G'doylim, Divra Chachomim, how great are the words of the Chachomim, that they were right, and I was wrong, I came to be Matzah Taner. The Shaila is pack of what happened. Why was he Matzah the Nair? He won't be Matzah the Nair. I think Rabbi Aaron is Mazbir that Emes, the Etzer of Yishmael was on the Madrega, that he wouldn't be Matzah the Nair. He wouldn't be Matzah the Nair. But Hayoyz the Chachomim made a Gzeira, Hashem Yat Taner, the Chachomim can shaf a Matthias. They make a Matthias, and now even Rabbi Yishmael will be Matzah the Nair. Because Afilu al Yamin, even if they say on the left, right, and on the right, left, it becomes a Matthias, right? You have to follow the Chachamim, even if it doesn't sound right. Even a Rabbi Shmuel now becomes bound to the words of the Chachamim, and Itaka fell, not because in his Madrega he wouldn't have fallen, but because of the Gezerah, it made that he would be Mater Esaneh. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach, says the following thing. See, at the beginning of this whole thing, now we're back. The beginning, for some, unfortunately, it was Taka Sora, Dizah Sora, Dila Sora, and for some, it was a big Pachas, the beginning. Yeah, even those that now will say nothing, at the beginning, they were a little nervous. So, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach HaMadalach, says, well, Hillel came into the town, and he heard the Kol Tzavocha. He heard shouting, screaming, there's something that needed to be saved. So he said, this is not for my house. Zuloimi Beisi. And the Gemara says, on him the Pasuk says, Mishmua ro lo yiro. He doesn't say bad news. Nocho in liboy betuach b'Hashem. He's got bitochon b'Hashem. Everything's good. And it goes for Keret as well, Nocho in liboy betuach b'Hashem. Because he has bitochon, Mishmua ro lo yiro. He doesn't have to say. The question is, how did he know it's not from his house? How did he know? The Arvi Nachal from the Levush Yisrod, he says the following pshat. He says, first he brings from Sforim one pshat, then he says another pshat. He says like this, the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says, the two people made a bet that they could make Hillel angry. Famous Gemara. So they chose the right day. You see from this Gemara, Friday is a day that people can become angry. It's a busy day. They chose Friday to chepa Hillel. Not only Friday, while Hillel was in the shower, while he was doing his hair. Shine, they knock on the door and they don't give him titles. They call him Hillel, Hillel. And Hillel doesn't just run out and answer the door. It says, he finished, he's nisatif. In order not to get in a temper, you have to prepare yourself. He's nisatif. And he said, Bini, my son, what would you like to ask? Very ruhig. And whatever they ask, all silly questions, he never got angry. At the end, the man says, I lost my bet and it cost me 400 zuz. He says, better you lose the money and Hillel, you know, and there should be people like Hillel in the world that don't get angry. Says Rabbi Nachal Gevaldik. Hillel, when he came to town and he hears a koil tzavocha, because it seems there's some sorrow in the town, says, Zuloy mi beisi. Because in my house, I taught them, Ruik. B'tochen, Ruik. We don't get angry. We don't get islahavus. And it's distractions from situations. And if there's such a bahola, Zuloy mi beisi, Mishmur ala yiro, Nochel libe betuach Hashem. That's people that nachen libim v'tuach Hashem. They're calm. They don't. Even if there is a tzara, the mishmor ra won't abound in such a way. That's the first pshat he says. The second pshat he says is interesting. It's more of a telepathy type pshat. He says like this. He says, when a person hears a shmur that seems not good, his heart is a novi. His heart's a novi. Not always, but his heart's a novi. And if he gets a bahola in his heart, something very scared in his heart, then that shmur might have his siachsus elov. Mashenkin, his heart remains cold like a stone. He hears something scary, but no, it doesn't do anything. There's no spiders. Mistoma, this thing that wasn't negea to him. So he says. So when Hillel walked into town and he heard tzavocha, he didn't do anything to his heart. His heart remained calm. Mainly he knew, it's nothing to do with me. If the lev is calm, then it's not a message for me. That's what he wants to say. He says, when we're in Golas, we often have gezeiros and tzoros that the goyim are planning to do. Yeah, many different things that seem to be in the pipeline. And then it doesn't happen. Yeah? We had not long ago, we could have had the prime minister that could have been a tzora. But it didn't happen. And many such gezeiros. By the way, the Rambam says, when there's a tzora, the Rambam says, Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph to Gimel. You know, at this point, I think at the beginning of this, everyone would agree with this Rambam. But the Chayra, one could have done this already when this person was up for leadership. I don't see why one doesn't make an Aseres Tefillah at such times. It might feel a little belittling, davening for such things. But the Maisa, you see that the wrong people can cause destruction. You see what goes on in America during these times. Right, with riots, pogroms. You look in history; these are also zachen. Molei, moroi, ish Yisrael, uchaim beloi. Rambam says, "Mitzvah asay min atzora lizoik olahariya b'chatoytzros al kol tzora shetov al tibul shneema hatzora atzora eschem v'harei yisrael b'chatoytzros kolay ma toldova sheyetzel lechem k'gor mitzayres seve arba k'yotzvoi zaku alem v'hariu." As I state in Rambam. And he says, "V'dov zeh midarkei tshuvuhu, shebizman shetov itzora, v'izaku olev v'yoriu, yeidu akol, shebiglal maaseim haroim hurlein kakosav v'niseichim hitu." It wakes us up to realize it's our averus that causes it. He says, "Im lo yizaku, v'lo yoriu, avli yoyim adov zeh miminega oilom ira lo." It's just a mikre, etc. Says the Rambam, "Hareizu derech achzori yoyis, hareizu derech achzori yoyis, v'gorem eslem li dobek maaseim haroim." It says, "Just carry on, nothing there. Nothing happened. I'll say that it's all good." As Shteyn Rama, the toisiv atzorah tzoras acheres. The Torah calls, if one doesn't repent and take these things as a message, it causes tzoras acheres. Which kosa b'Torah, v'alachti min v'keri, v'alachti gam imchem b'keri. I remember during the Gulf War, reading the Ated Ne'eman, Rav Shach wrote a letter. So some said, "Be calm, Mashiach come." Rav Shach wrote a time of war. Shteyn Rambam, don't relax. Do tshuva. That's right. And if not, harayz derech hazaris, and it causes worse. So that's like upon him. Rosh Hashanah time, we knew that this chap was trying to become prime minister. I'm sure some were mechaven a bit in their davening. One didn't know what the next thing was. But I guess had we done better tefillahs, which maybe we wouldn't have been too below us if it would have been for Magefa, we'd have agreed to do the tefillahs, right? We could have done our first tefillah also for this chap, lechora. So, Akaponim, Azur Shteyn Rambam, Salach Alamaita, it's a Rambam, and that's what one could have done. Either way, it says the Arvi Nachal that when there's these Zeras and then they get bottled, there's no Akasha. I just said that when you have a Pachad in your heart and you think it's going to come, then it means it's going to come. So sometimes there are Soros in Klal Yisrael and pending decrees that seem to, yes, give a Pachad to people. How come it doesn't come? He says there's another type of Pachad that people have. And that's the pasuk in this week's Sedra. V'nosan Hashem l'cho leiv ragol. And you'll be scared. So sometimes the pachad doesn't have to bring the thing. The pachad is the oinish itself, and it's a toivah for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have to bring the thing. The pachad itself is the oinish. The disciples used to tell people that were scared that something's happening to them, that is wrong with them. He used to tell them, "As the nothing wrong with you. You'll be okay. You'll pass whatever it is that that you're worried about. But the pachad aleinz is dina kapara. As I state in the Gemara, Noam Brachs Nun Hei says, Chel Nebisha Ativusa Mistaya. Rashi says, a bad dream, the fact that you're scared about this bad dream, that alone is machapa on your chatoim, and the thing doesn't need to happen. I actually saw a story just a few days ago, the Satmar Rebbe, when he was Robin Kroll, 35 years before he was Robin in America, he had a dream on Shabbos that he's giving a drosha in front of an audience in America. He did a tainus chaloim, and he fasted that Shabbos. Chassid shalom, he shouldn't be a rov in America. But upon him, it didn't work. There is a halacha that din Torah is also to come in front of the dayan, one person dressed splendid and one person dressed in rags, because the dayan will be pushed by it. Now, the problem is, the Yetzer Hara, we're a dayan. We're shofet, what to do? Don't follow the Yetzer Torah, the Yetzer Hara. And Halamaita, the Yetzer Hara brings the world in its riches and its glory and all the tithes in its glory. Masha'in Kein, the Yetzer Tov doesn't stand a chance against him with what he has to offer. Because Baruch from time to time allows us to dress the Yetzer Hara also in rags. And he's definitely popped the balloon of what this world has to offer during this Tkufa. It's not all that exciting. Work and all these different things at these times. Definitely hasn't been over the last while. Masha'in Kein, if you're learning, I don't think much has changed. Not much changed during this old Kufa. You still have your Gemara, you still have your Daf, you have your Shurim, whichever way you had it. And therefore, it's just a reminder for us from time to time to put them on the same level. It's just a stuffed up balloon. As Gemara says, Akol Rotzen Acharei Isha, Oba Isha Maleya, etc. Right, but Akol Rotzen Acharei. So the Sifrei Musa, from time to time, when Avera comes to the Kol, yeah, remember exactly what the Mitzvah of these things a little bit, and it stops the person from the Avera. This is really the message of Elul. The Rambam says in the Pesach Tshuva, Perek Gimel Alocha Dalet, that Ki Yashoifa or Rosh Hashanah is the Gezeris HaKosuv, but there's a Remez Yeshvoi, Uru Yusheinim Mishnaskem Nedoramim Hakitz Mitadamaskem, wake up from your sleep. And the Rambam carries on to say, we forget, we run around, Bahavli Azman, and we think Olam Hazeh is very exciting and it's got lots to offer. But the Shofar should wake us up. This whole Zman has woken us up, that whatever this world has to offer is Havli Azman. Avada, we need to do it for Panos or whatever it is, but for Etzim, it's Havli Azman, and the Ikki is to wake up and remember, like the Rambam says in the Mezuzah also wakes us up, to wake up and remember there's nothing that stays forever except Yediyah Surah Olamim. And as you walk out through the door, we hear the shofar, Miyadu Choyza V'Holich V'Darka Mishorim. May we all be gebench with the Ksiva Chesiva Tova. May this shir be a Ilum Neshoma for my grandfather, Mi Hashem, on Sunday, coming Sunday, in doing a Hakdoma La Yotzayt, on the coming Sunday, Mi Hashem, the Yotzayt, Rav Ari, Rav Moshe Pitalo, may be an Ilum Neshoma for him.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.